European Union diplomats today decided to extend sanctions against Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, and his chief aides for another year. That is more bad news for Zimbabwe's economy, already on the verge of collapse. With inflation running at 200%, Zimbabweans wait in long lines to try to buy food and gasoline. The government's decision to slap price controls on many commodities and seize the foreign earnings of local companies is crippling industry. Formerly profitable mining and fertilizer companies can't get raw materials. Pharmacies lack basic drugs. From the Zimbabwean capital, Harare, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
In Zimbabwe, motorists form lines outside gas stations even when the stations have no gas. It's a bit like playing the lottery. Drivers figure that the tanker truck might come overnight or tomorrow or maybe the next day, and this way they'll be closer to the front of the queue. Tapiwa Savanda and his brother Masite are pushing Savanda's light blue Nissan towards a mobile station in downtown Harare.
Right now my tank is actually empty.
The line they're in is for a station that has gasoline, but they are two blocks away, and Masite says you never know if there will still be fuel when they get to the pumps.
If we can't get fuel today, it means we have to park our car here for maybe 2 or 3 days until the tanker comes again. It comes once in 3 or 4 days.
The two brothers run a small marketing firm, and they need their car to make deliveries. Masite, leaning against the bumper of the Nissan, jokes that he's at work right now. This is my job, waiting for hours for fuel.
We are used to this now.
Gasoline may be scarce here, but it's sold at some of the cheapest prices in the world. The government of President Robert Mugabe has set the price of gas at 75 Zimbabwean dollars a liter. This is about 20 U.S. cents a gallon. Thus, every gallon, when Zimbabweans can actually get a hold of it, is subsidized by a government that's going deeper and deeper into debt. As inflation gallops forward at 200%, the government has responded by freezing the prices of thousands of products. This has led to shortages as manufacturers find they can't afford to make the goods at the government-decreed price. Rajesh Modi runs a supermarket in Zimbabwe's second-largest city, Bulawayo. He has a bakery on the premises. A long line of people outside his store say they're waiting to buy bread. People appear to be buying bread, but Modi insists that he has no bread in his shop. The controlled price for bread is 60 Zim dollars a loaf, and Modi says it would cost him more than that just for the ingredients. So he sells something he calls raisin bread for $160.
That control price in $60, you cannot make bread. Sorry, I'm not making a bread here. What we're making, it's a different thing. It's a similar thing, as I said, you know, we change the formula and no longer is bread.
As the government tries to rein in inflation by decree and deficit spending, shortages of basic commodities have gotten worse and worse. The political opposition accuses President Mugabe, who's ruled the country for 23 years, of manipulating the economy to maintain power and benefit his friends. Last year, the government attempted to solve the country's shortage of foreign currency by shutting down the currency exchange bureaus and seizing control of nearly all the earnings of the nation's export industries. This just deepened the crisis, and with few U.S. dollars to buy supplies abroad, Zimbabwe's industrial sector is on the verge of collapse. The nation's railway has slashed service. The coal mines are running at 50% of capacity. Dr. Prosper Chonzi, a general practitioner in Harare, says pharmaceuticals have disappeared.
Just last week, the dispensaries were empty. Nothing. No antibiotics, no painkillers, no antihypertensives. You know, all these chronic diseases. At the moment, all our psychiatric patients are just roaming around. There are no psychiatric drugs. And those are supposed to be supplied by the government to the clinics.
John Robertson, an economist in Harare, says most of Zimbabwe's major industries have contracted significantly or closed down altogether.
And government's own tax base is therefore shrinking at a very rapid rate. By and large, we have a seriously disabled economy.
In addition, the country is facing its worst food crisis in decades. The UN World Food Program estimates that between 7 and 8 million people, or almost two-thirds of the population, would face starvation this year if not for food aid from Western donors. Over the last 4 years, President Mugabe has led an agricultural reform program to seize highly productive commercial farms from whites and give small subsistence plots to blacks. This has coincided with a 75% drop in Zimbabwe's agricultural production. Robertson is hesitant to predict how long this current economic condition can continue.
Countries don't go bankrupt in the same way that companies can. Everybody wakes up in the morning and gets out and does as much as they can to overcome the problems of that day. So while the resourcefulness of the people remains there, and while they're not too debilitated by hunger or deprivations of other kinds, they will continue to make these efforts.
And right now, that's what Zimbabweans are doing. They're getting out into long lines in an effort to get enough fuel and food to carry on with their daily lives. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Harare.